welcome to anyone who's newly joined us in this cultivation of citta. Seeing citta just as citta, mind as mind, heart as heart. So remembering that we approach this practice in an embodied way. The body is such a support for the practice. We touch nibbana through the body. So we keep the body present to mind, deepening into embodied awareness. We're just stuck up in the behind the eyes somewhere in the thinking element of our experience. We're kind of naked in a way, like a quivering energy without support. But when we land into the body, there's a grounding there. So after a period of walking meditation, that can be a great support for deepening into embodied awareness. You might have a sense of the vibrating force of the body, perhaps the warmth of movement. Now here we are in a sitting posture. Recognizing that a transition from one posture to another has its effects as well. We can reinvest some of the energy generated by walking into the body. Feeling at home, settled here, stabilizing our attention. And we pick up this contemplation of citta. What is the citta? We know it by its effects, don't we? Sometimes words help, the heart mind, the experiencing, that which knows, that which gets liberated. Also, affectivity or subjective agency, but we can know it by feeling, attuning to how am I right now? What's here right now? In this body with its six senses, five physical senses and the mind, the sixth, there's contact going on all the time. Sounds come in, the body generates itches and tingles, twitches and so on. Even just those two senses bring us a lot of contact, and then the perception and feeling that arise on contact, moving toward or away from this, I want, I don't want, I'm not sure. And this is registered in the citta that does tremble, is sensitized, is a resonating process. And it's there that we can start to notice, oh, what's the general feeling tone here? What's here? Is there a sense of loveliness, a lovely abiding, a sense of expansion here in the citta? Or maybe it's a little more heated. Maybe there's some anger, resistance. A gnarly sense of not liking whatever. There might be that contracted sense of dropping off, kind of closing down of the mind, or distractedness of the mind, tightening. And the really important part of this particular cultivation, seeing citta as citta, knowing citta as citta, is that we're coming out of our everyday sense of just falling into whatever's arising. an itch arises in the body, oh, I'll just scratch it. I react to it negatively and want it to go, and I'll scratch it. Or a thought. Thoughts can be harder to deal with. Train of thoughts pops into the mind, and I'm going to jump on that train and go wherever it goes, up and down and all over the place, till eventually it crashes. And instead of that reactive response, we can come into a wider perspective in the present, just seeing, oh, there's those thoughts again. If those thoughts are negative, then the citta, the underlying tone that gives rise to those thoughts, the state of the citta, is negative. If there are some thoughts of inspiration and, oh, the loveliness of coming together in this way in Sangha and practicing, oh, to be cultivating the path of the Buddha and so on, then that's the underlying tone there. It's a wholesome kind of uplifting tone, expansive. So we're seeing what underlies the thoughts in the mind that generally generate reactivity. And instead of reacting, we stay really interested in the current state of the citta. What's it like? This, let's say it's a negative mind state. What's that like? Energetically, physically in the body. The train of thought of, oh, I've been left out again. They said this, they said that. They left me out or criticised me. I belong, thoughts like that, and then you go into the citta, oh, there's a swelling rawness there, waving through the heart, aching. But if we just stay with that, we start to see and experience, oh, these are states that are conditioned. The thoughts are conditioned by the state of mind. State of mind conditioned by feeling, by contact, and so on. So it's not what I thought, it's not who I am. These are phenomena that are conditioned. They're not worth getting caught up in. Don't need to push them away, but don't need to become this unpleasant state. One of the lovely effects of this kind of steady, mindful awareness is that shifts happen on their own. Unless we're really desperate, the shifts just occur in the present. I'm sitting with some negative underlying tone in the heart. I can bear just staying with the support of the body, just staying present with the uncomfortable feelings in the chest and torso. And the heart itself starts to generate compassion. It's a natural quality of the heart, a natural way of meeting suffering. Oh, painful feelings. And then that starts to be in the ascendance. That too conditioned. But we start to develop this quality of discernment. Some states are conducive to opening and awakening, others not so. Just outside our meditation studio here, a couple of summers ago, I was on a self-retreat and I sensed some trouble, and I went over and found a little hedgehog caught in netting that we'd laid down for the birds to deter the birds from digging up freshly planted greens. And this little hedgehog was getting more and more entangled. The more it struggled and the more it tried to get loose, it was wrapping itself literally in this netting, to the point that it was squeezing the life out of this little tender creature. Small enough to sit in the palm of the hand, and so Will and I both got little nail scissors and snipped here and snipped there and snipped and snipped and snipped, and eventually the hedgehog was able to be released. The net just sort of broke open. And that comes to me sometimes. Certainly in a cultivation like this, of the citta of the heart. Do I want to be like that hedgehog, getting completely entangled in the chains of thought, moods and states? You know, the more I struggle and resist, the tighter the grip is on me. And the snipping, the sharp scissors, is the mind that's clear. You can see things just as they are. Just this willingness to have this sustained, mindful attention right at the heart. And then the process almost does itself. It's keeping willing to stay present to whatever's there, however unpleasant or uncomfortable. And just notice its conditionality. There's a snip right there. Oh, freed from a sense that this is me or mine. Feeling what it's like to stretch out into freedom, snip by snip. So together as a Sangha practicing, we get the support for one another. To just stay here where most people are just trying to run away from what's going on internally. We're turning inward. We're starting to nurture this practice more and more, building our capacity for mindfulness and discernment, these awakening factors that lead us in the direction of freedom and liberation. So we just continue to practice in this way, embodied, aware, willing to be here, with the vibrational experience, the energetic experiences of the heart. The most precious jewel that we have. And we start to innately want to protect and not to continue to entangle and generate pain. To work toward freeing the heart. observation continues as we move off into a period of walking meditation, and we're keeping mindful of citta, of the heart mind. We're not afraid of what's there, running away from it. We're turning to look with clear-eyed compassion at whatever's present. We don't have to add negativity to negativity. What a relief. Yeah. There's some pain in the citta, some underlying anger or resistance or whatever it might be. I don't have to add disapproval or judgment to it. I can just see it. Oh, it's arisen. Okay. And that's passing, and that's past. Coming back to a steady state, mindfully aware. There's nothing we have to run away from. We don't need to feel shame, guilt, horror, pride, any of it. We're just with the conditions as they arise. Building mindfulness, cultivating discernment, factors of enlightenment. We'll be back, gather back in 25 minutes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.